We were on towards the bottom of Nun Tes Amar Aleph at the word Gufa. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 lines from the bottom. Gufa, Amar Yochanan, Litra Bitzalin, Shetikna Vizara, Mitaser Sivnikula. So we've talked about this case before, right? That Yochanan says that if you have this whole large measurement of onions that had already been, it already separated Chumas and Maestros from them, and then you plant them again, you know, with other onions that are already tevel, that still hadn't had any meiser taken. So what happens? You take meiser for all of it, right? You mean you don't? We take almost again, basically, even for the amounts that had already been taken. In fact, the mefarish writes, falling to the bottom, afilu min halitra mishal ikar, right? Meaning from everything. Okay, so. So Yosef Rabba v'ka Amar l'hashmaita. So the Rabba was sitting, and he was saying this over this idea. So Amalei Rav Chista, Man tzayislecha ul Rav Yochanan Rabcha, heter shebehen laheichan halach. So he said, who like even says that? Like, how can you say such a thing? It doesn't make any sense, right? Because at the end of the day, what happened to all of the onions that were already had Truman Smash separated, where did that go? Right? Look at the Ran on the left side, like 5 lines in the bottom. V'chi heter shebehen heichan halach. So he says, Nir be'ina dahachi ma'akshe. This is what he's asking. Afilu tema. Even if you want to say, the gidulin shall heter mevatlin ikr shall iser. Even if you want to say that the gidulin that are mutter, right, end up being mevatel, the initial Iker, which was us, Isser, right? Other cases of things that grew during Shemitah. Now we have new things in the 8th year growing more. So Hasam Hanatam Mishum the Kevan Sharabi Gidula Valikar Nimsha Shekisha Ocha Eino Toim Tama Isser Klal. That's because when you now have all this new growth, so when you eat the thing that's mutter, you don't even taste that which was us at all. Hilkach Aval Pisha She Isser Shebo Mu'ura Besocho. Therefore, even though the Isser is still there, right, to a certain extent, v'lo azale la'alma, then he didn't go anywhere, shari, it's still mutter. Aval gabe meiser, I mean, that's true when you have, like, some that's aser, and then more heter grows around it, or grows in it, and it's mevata, what's left, right? So fine, I understand that. It becomes mutter, because what was there is bata, you don't taste it anymore. Aval gabe meiser, but here we're talking not about, like, you know, is the tam of iser v'heter per se, but here, with Meister, Kevin Telefi Cheshbon, Hatevel, Chayvi Rachamana, La Sure, Hacha Maim Misaseres, the Fikula, Vachi Heter Shabbat Nechach. I mean, here it's just a question of numbers. Right? How much do you take? How much are you separating? So, in this case, yeah, I understand that more grew, but what was originally planted is still there. It didn't go anywhere. And now I have to take Meister on all of it? Why? It's just a calculation. And in terms of the calculation, the original already separated onions, I've already been separated. They've already had Shemesh and Meshach separated. So that's exactly the question. Heter Shebehen Lehechan Halach. Where did all the good, where did it go? It's still there. So why do you have to, you know, take Meister now on all of it? So Amalei, so he responds to him. Milo Tanan de Kavasa Bitzalim Shiyar Dualeim Gesharim. We have another case. The case where you just, again, also that we're going to rehashing the same cases. Right? The case that we said before, that you have onions that had rainfall on them, v'tzimcho, and now they sprouted these leaves, right? Im hayu alin shaven shecharin asur, and harikim mutar, and if they're dark, then they're asur. If they're light, then they're mutar, right? Because we said if it's darker, it means that they're really getting sustenance from the ground. If they're lighter, it's probably just, you know, from much less. V'chi shecharin, am I asurin? Why should be asur v'tzimcharin? I should ask the same question. Meaning, in that case, also more grows, and now why should the dark ones grow? Because there's a lot more growth there happening during Shemitah, etc. So why should they be usher? I have the heter sheben, the original onion. Where did that go? Right. So Amalei, so he responds him no. Me savres al ikar katani atosefis katani usherin. So he responds him no. When we said that shcharin asur is actually the same conversation that we had at that time when we learned it, right? Which is what's asur, right? So Gemara says, you think we're talking about all of it, like the onion and the growth? The answer is no. We're just talking about the growth part, right? The leaves or whatever grew out of it. That's what we're talking about, and that's what's aser, the part that grew new during Shemitah. But you're right, the original heter stuff stays mutter. Okay, so that's a good answer to the question. But ihachi my aser Rishim Gamliel lemeimar. But if that's true, then what's Rishim Gamliel teaching me? What do you mean? The son Rishim Gamliel omer Rishim Gamliel said hagado bechiyuv chayiv hagado bepater bepetur pater. Rishim Gamliel says at the end of that brisa, that which grows in a way that's chayev is chayev. That which grows in a way that's pater is pater. So, which is like sort of the conclusion of that brisa. So, if that's true, what is he coming to add? But the point being, if it sounds like Rishim Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama. So, if he's arguing the Tanakhama, that you know he's not telling me anything new. Right, so what's the chiddush here, right? So would it make sense to say that he's talking just about the Tosefta? It should be about the whole thing. So answer the Gemara, no. Tanakama nami, sorry. So the Gemara, Tanakama nami hachi amar kula, Tanakama nami hachi amar. So the Gemara's question basically is the Tanakama was also talking about that. Again, it was always talking about everything. So then what's the chiddush? So answer the Gemara, no, Nisan Rav Shimon Gamliel Ketanila. So answer the Gemara, sorry. Kula Mas Nisan Rav Shimon Gamliel Ketanila. So answer the Gemara, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel was not saying, sometimes you have the Tanakhama, and then Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you know, his opinion. And just no, when the Gemara says, when that Vraisa says, you know, B'tzal Mishiyadu Aleim Geshavim B'tzimichu, etc. Im Hayu Alin Shcharin Asurin, Hariku Mutarin, Rishim Gamliel Omer, da da da. Right? So what's that? He's explaining that the reason why, basically. The Gemara's question was, I don't understand. Rishim Gamliel is saying the same thing that the Tanakhama said. Answer is, he is the Tanakhama. That this is just explaining what Rishim Gamliel is saying, and this is the Svara. Right? The reason is, because if it grew Bechiv, it's Chayiv, it grew Bechiv, Ptur. So that's why the part that grew before is Asur, and the new part that grew is the opposite. The part that grew Beheter is Mutar, and the part that grew Beisr, remains Be'isr. And that's exactly what we've been saying until now. So again, so it's not a contradiction. Okay. V'ad kan lo shamas leheder b'mshim gomliel v'lo katarach. Ava hecha de katarach bato beruba. Okay, so Gemara says, and by the way, this whole idea of Shem Gamliel, that's only true when you were not tarach. You were not tarech. Usually means like to work hard, tarech. So we'll explain what that means in a second. But when you are tarach, so then it is bato beruba. So what are we talking about? So it says the Ran in the following. But ad kan lo shamas le Rav Shem Gamliel el hecha de lo tarach klomar. Afagav de lo matzino lamaisi siyata mihach mikom makom lo kashali. Right? Even if you're not going to bring a proof from here, let's say, but it's not kasha. Why? Did he de hacha amrinan de gidulin le mevale ikar? Even though, you know, you want to tell me that the gidulin which grows isn't mevate the original thing, right? Legamrei. Hanimili. So we're sort of like establishing that idea still, right? That, you know, in the end of the day, that which is originally there was there, so it didn't go anywhere, right? So you can't aser it. At the same time, but when is that? Hanimili heicha de lo tarach levetulek. That's only if you didn't do anything, you know, befoal, anything active to actually be mevatel the item. Ava heicha de katarach ki hacha de litra betzalim shezare bekarka. Meaning, what could I argue? That there's a difference between when an item is just staying where it is and now it grows more, right? So you'd say, you know, the heter part is still there. So I didn't say the new parts grew, Be'isra, grew during Shemitah, whatever. That's fine, I understand. But there would be nowhere to go. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's only true, right? When you didn't do something on purpose to get rid of what was originally there. If you took the onions and you planted them somewhere, so why are you replanting them? Because you want more growth, right? You're trying to be mevatel, in a certain sense, what was initially there. So if that's true, so then even Shem Gamil is going to agree that in those cases, when you're tarach, then it's balta beruba. Again, you can go in either direction. That which is mutter becomes us, or that which is us becomes mutter, depending on what was first, what was second. But the point being, if you go ahead and you are tareach, so and you do something on purpose, so that's why in those cases, you're going to see that which is originally there goes away, but in a situation where it just kind of happens on its own, so then we want. By the way, it fits very nicely with the language of the of the different brisos. Because the case of the onions that are planted, right, the language is literally b'tzalim shetikna vizara. Right, you originally had separate intrusion measures, then vizara, you plant them. In the next case, what was the case? B'tzalim sheyardu aleihem geshamim. It's onions that rain happens to fall on them. I always thought it was a funny language, right? But now it makes a lot of sense. Because according to this, what the Tanakh are trying to distinguish is that when you actually go ahead and you plant it on purpose, trying to mevato, so that's when the new growth makes it, you know, even impacts the initial item. But when it just kind of happens on its own, so that's when it's there already. That didn't go anywhere, and you didn't do anything on purpose to get rid of it. Fine. Okay. So Gemara says, well, and that sounds so good, right? And nice. And so Gemara's not going to accept it yet. So the Gemara says, well, hey, for Chalheichad the Katarach Bata Baruba, is that true? Is it true that any time you make your tarach and you plant it, that now the onion becomes Bata Barov? Vare Litra Meiser Tevel the Katarach, the Katani, Va'osa Litra Meiser Alav Mimakam Acher, the Ficheshmon. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. You want to tell me that any time that your tareach it becomes batel, right? And if you don't, it isn't. The case of the litra of meiser tevel, right? You have the onions that are this measurement of a litra that were planted, right? And they're planted on purpose, right? And what we say is va'osa litra meiser alav. You can say the Bach says, right? Meiser aleha mimakom acher, the fi cheshbon, right? So take a look at the Ran. Hare litra meiser de katarach. It's like the second very wide line in the Ran. The ha tarach levitulei iker bezria. Because again, in that case, you were tareach, right? The litra of of these onions, you planted them on purpose. They were already mitukun. You'd already taken trumas and maestros. And now you went ahead and you planted them on purpose, right? To get rid of what was initially there. But filuhachi ketani osalitra meiser aleha mimakamacha. Meaning, but still, what do we say? We say in that case, you have to take meiser on everything, right? Mimakamacha, lefi cheshbon. Alma, what do you see? Afagav the katarach heter sheba lo batel. Right? So it must be that what ends up happening is the original good things were not batel. The batel amai ketani meiser aleha. If that's true, why am I taking meiser from it? Ti batel ahi litra legabe gedulei shvius. You shouldn't have to. It should be batel entirely. When it comes to shvius, which is a little bit of a funny. You know, initially we were saying that case was what, that you planted it, and I have to take meiser on everything. Why? Because it sort of was batel, right? That's sort of the point we were saying before about this litra of onions, that it was originally, the reason why we treat it the way we treat it, and we make you take meiser on everything, is because it gets, collected back in. But I guess
wasn't that the case on the ches on the base, that there was one?
It's a different case, you're saying?
Maybe. One and nine?
You're saying we have two, we have different cases. We have, our case was, we shouldn't be confused by the word litra twice.
Right, litra masa.
You're saying we have litra bitzalim, shetikna.
Right.
This is a different case. You're correct. You're right. But in that case, of the litra bitzalim, so you have to take meiser on everything. Misaseres lefi kula, right? So in that case,
the nine, they were exempt from Asher because it grew during the Shemitah year.
In which case?
The case that it's referring back to now?
The new case.
On Nun Ches Amud Beis.
Litra Meiser Tevel?
Yeah.
Dikatarach?
Let me see.
I think you're definitely correct that it's a different case.
Right. Litra Meiser Tevel Shazar Bakarpa Vishbicha Laharehi Keser Litrin. I think it's that one, right? Yeah, like
look here. The Nun Ches Amud Beis towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, like here, there's a note quoting the Ran here. He must separate Trumas Maaser against the original Litra, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, the new the nine new litra having grown in Shemitah are exempt from Maser because they're ownerless. They can therefore not serve as Masers, since there's no way of telling which produce is from the original litra and from which is from the nine new litra. It's impossible to separate Trumas Maser from this crop itself. Trumas Maser must therefore be taken from some other batch of produce. That seems to be what the right...
Right. So, and what's, so then what's our kasha now?
Okay, so...
Oh, so litra shows up, right? Because the fire says something there also. Look, the bottom line is even in the Mefarish on that case, on the language of Lefish Cheshvan, it's all the way in the bottom of Menches Mabes. So he says, you have to, Alma de aim betelasa ide karka. But you see the fact that I have to take Maisa Lefish Cheshvan, so that means that it's not Batel. The Afagav Shenizra, even though it's now been planted, Chayiv Betrumas Maisa. And this is because the guy who's planting it is a Levi. And so the Levi, even when they get Meisah, what do they have to do? They have to take Truma off of the Meisah, right? So this Levi who had Meisah, right? Meisah Tevel. That's why it's called Meisah Tevel, because it's Meisah that belongs to a Levi, which has not yet had Truma's Meisah taken. So he hasn't taken that off yet, right? And even though he planted it, he has to give Truma's Meisah. And in that case, V'kashal Rebbe Ami, the Peshita led the Gedulei Hetcha Malina Se'isr. Because right, before we said that whatever grows in there, the extra that growth overtakes the Issa, right? So the fact that you have to still use it, you still have to, you know, count it as part of your, you know, Trumas Meisah. So you see the fact that you planted it didn't make it Batel, which I guess is the same point, which is the same point for us over here, which is that the fact that it was, that you plant, here you were Katarach, you planted it. I mean, that the other case of the onions that we were talking about before, when you go ahead and you plant them, so we said they become batel, right? Or your maisa the fekula, even though you took maisa originally, because they get overtaken, right? But here, your maisa the fecheshbon, you still have to keep this one in mind, because it hasn't been taken, maisa hasn't, that's why it's confusing. In this case, the maisa hasn't been taken yet. So the point is that in this case, taking the maisa on it means it wasn't batel. That's the point. Before with the onions, the fact that we have to take maisa is because it got collected in with everything else. Here we say you have to take Meisah on it. In this case, it's because nothing's happened to it yet. Right? But in both cases, you were Tarach. Right? You planted. That's the Kasha. That makes sense?
Yeah. In the other case, right, he only gives one-tenth. Right? Because it's only the original litra that was subject to the other nine. Right?
Yeah. But the point is that this one that was planted, right, it doesn't change.
Right.
That's the point. Even though you did it, you did an action, right? That's the kasha. Sorry. Thank you. Okay, so Gemara answers the question. So what do you do? So what's the answer? Shiny gabe meiser da amakra aser ta aser. Okay? So Gemara says, well, no, the case of meiser is different because there's a language by meiser of aser ta aser. So what? That there's a language of aser ta aser. What does that mean? So look at the Ran. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down the widest lines. Shiny gabe meiser da amakra aser ta aser es kol tuva serecha. De tera zare inchi di sura lo zare inchi. Right, the and that's the end of the Gemara there. When the language is aser to aser, why does it say the language of aser twice? To tell me that which is mutter, you have to again that you plant it. You're gonna take my aser, but that which is iser, you don't. Kloma rachmana amar da af zaracha shezaras shehu metukan. Right, kvar. Even the zera that you plant that was already mitukan, that already had meiser taken, kvar tachzor v'taser, right? You're going to have to take meiser again. When it comes to meiser, if something was already separated, you're going to have to take it again, right? Which is the case by our case of the onions that you replanted, right? The batel le'ikr le'gabe gidulin, because the ikr is going to be batel. In terms of the gidulin, actually probably that's the case of our, sorry, that's the this case of the litra. U'midechsev zaracha ma'ash medafka de'heterah. But in that, when it says zarachado, it means specifically ones that are mutter. The hachi arachayu de inshi, that's what people do, right? But tehera kamar, meaning when is a person going to take maaser for something that belongs to them, something that's mutter to eat, right? The gedulim meval nikar aval yisura lav zaracha mikar. But if something that's usher, it's, you know, it's kedusha shviyus or whatever. So then it's not your zar. That's not zaracha. The lo zari la inchi hilkach mizaracha mashma to be sura lo asa gedulin umeval nikar. So we see from here that the point is that something that's an iser, right? The iser doesn't when it's something that's usher, the gedulin that which grows isn't mevatal the ikar, right? But it's only when something he's really saying. That's why the Rambam means the whole pasuk. That's what they mean the whole pasuk. Is that it's not just aser taser. It's called tivrat zarecha. And the chiddush is that's item that's an iser and has something, you know, the gidulin overtake it. So that's not going to do anything. But if it's heter because it's zarecha, so then it's going to work. And so that's why he says basically answers that you're right. You have to make a distinction between the two cases. When you're tarach, if the item was aser and iser and the item was heter, that'll make a difference. And that's why it's no longer a contradiction. Fine. So we'll stop here and pick up next week.